Welcome, guys, to the Recovering Reality Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Fredrickson. We are honored that we could be a part of your recovery journey and encourage you and help you in any way possible. Before you enjoy this awesome podcast, we also just want to let you know there is a whole bunch of free resources that you can find on our website at recoveringreality.com. Enjoy the podcast. Friends, welcome to another episode / adventure here on the Recovering Reality Podcast. I'm excited. I'm energized about a lot of the feedback that we're getting. A lot of people just loving the podcast, encouraged with the stories, loving the little topics that we cover and tips that we share on how to just improve your recovery, or just a lot of people listening that are not even in recovery, to be honest. Just applying, listening to things, being encouraged, being challenged in good ways. And it's awesome. We take it serious and enjoy it. I really, really do. So we love being able to put this out there for people and encourage them in their journey. So that being said, I want to dive in today to the topic of prayer. I want to be as simple and practical as possible. Okay. There's a place to maybe go a step deeper in prayer, and many people do, and it's awesome. And I have preached about it at, you know, churches. I've spoken with clients about it, put out podcasts about it. But I want to keep this really, really simple today and very practical in a way that you can begin to connect with God in a more consistent way. And I want to emphasize the word intentionality, you know. From day one, I've looked at my relationship with God like this. It is a relationship. It's a relationship. And I look at it, I'm like, how would I feel if I was in relationship with somebody and the only time they came to me was to complain or ask for something? Now, thankfully, God is amazingly forgiving and patient and loving and so on and so forth. And he doesn't like, that's 2 days in a row. I'm sick of you. I don't want to talk to you. He's so much bigger and more amazing and better than that. And he is love, period. He doesn't just love, he is love. And there's a huge difference. And that's another topic for another time to dissect. But we need to understand that he always has our best intentions in mind. He always wants to talk to us. He always wants us to learn how to partner with him to bring about what it is he wants in our life, which is always better than what it is we have. He always has the upgrade there for us, always wants to walk us into it. And sometimes we're not partaking of what is rightfully ours simply because we don't know how to engage in prayer and don't know how to engage in prayer in a consistent way. So some very simple things, okay? First and foremost, I have been doing this since day one of my relationship with God, since day one of my recovery. I still do it to this day, over 11 years now. I'm not going to stop, okay? I tell people all the time, the first thing to start your day should be prayer. Now, some people think, oh, that means like I got to get up at 5 a.m. and pray for 2 hours and this and that. And that's awesome. Truthfully, I do that pretty often. I'm up before the sun praying, journaling, reading. It's consistent. Okay. But it doesn't necessarily need to be hours and hours. And it doesn't actually to get started. The key is consistency and intentionality. Okay. I tell people, you know, for instance, I have a young man I'm working with right now who's still in prison, and we talk over the phone once a week, he calls. And he was explaining his issues that he has with God, getting connected to God, just his questions, his concerns, misunderstandings. And rather than just dive into it all and say, well, this is that, and you're wrong on this, and if you change that, and rather than dissect it all, I simply, and there's a time and place for that, okay? But I simply just said this. I said, look, do you believe there is a God? He's like, oh yeah, without question. I know that. I've had experiences and whatnot. I said, all right, cool. I said, do you believe that it's possible that God wants to hear from you, that he wants to be in relationship with you, partner with you, to just really see your life transformed? And he said, yeah, I believe it's possible. I said, all right, that's it. That's all we need to start right now. A place to start. And I said, look, what if you just start here? What if you just started every day repeating the Serenity Prayer, Third Step Prayer, 11th Step Prayer, some of the stuff from recovery, and you just did it consistently and observed the results? observed how things shifted, more patience in your life, more peace, more clarity in your thinking, him working for, and just observed how things shift. What if he just started there? He's like, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. He's been doing it, already seeing results, and the conversation shifts then. Now I can talk to him about deeper, more important things. We have hit a milestone, if you will, a stepping stone, and we've moved from A to B, to B to C. But we don't need, so often we get caught in the trap of thinking we have to have everything figured out mentally before we can do it. It doesn't work like that. We learn about it by doing it. So it is the step of faith to engage in it that actually teaches us more about it. Experience is always the best teacher. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be learning and filling our, I read every day. I love learning. Like, I'm all for it. But the evidence of what I know is found in my life lived. The evidence of what I really know is found in the fruit of my life, not in the amount of knowledge I can cram in my head. Okay, that being said, the morning is so important. I look at it like this, okay? Jesus, the very last thing he said on the Sermon on the Mount was the analogy he gave about you're going to build your house on sand or you're going to build your house on rock, okay? But then he says something a lot of people miss. He says this. He says, the storms of life come. He said, if whether you build your house on sand or whether you build your house on rock, the storms of life are coming. Now, if we're living the right way, there's going to be less storms, okay? But even if we do everything right, life just happens and we face stuff. And just because I'm facing trials and problems doesn't mean I'm doing everything wrong, okay? Just, you know, it's to dissect all that might take more time than I want to give it right now. But sometimes, you know, the storm of life comes. I didn't cause it. I didn't make it happen. It just look at 2020, this year. So whether I build my house on rock or sand, life's coming at me, okay? That being said, when my house is built on rock, when the storm blows over, all I'm really doing is picking up some shingles from the roof and cleaning up the yard of some branches and whatnot, maybe a few debris and a few nicks and whatnot on the house. If I built it on sand, the entire house crumbled. All right? That's been my perspective from day one of starting my day connecting with God. Get out of bed, put my feet on the rock by connecting with God. Because I know a lot of what the day holds. I know some things that are coming at me, but I can't predict every single thing the day is going to throw at me. So wouldn't it make sense, even if it's 5 minutes, okay? Even if it's something so simple, even if it's just quieting my mind for a few minutes to just enjoy peace and say, God, speak to me. Even if it's reciting some prayers, not like a robot, like some bit of relational desire in there, but even if it's just something to get started, okay? The morning has been extremely beneficial to me, and I will recommend and tell everybody I know forever to do that because it is extremely powerful to start the day like that. And it takes intentionality. On days I don't want to do it, okay, I always remind myself of the rewards and the benefits of it. I always remind myself, God has done everything for me. The least I can do is sit here and thank him. You know, that's a very good practical tip. If you're having trouble praying, sit down and just start thanking God for the good things in your life. Like, well, there's not that many. I can't even tell you. There's been times where I've sat down to do that and I was like in a place where I'm just frustrated. And I'm like, the good things in my life. Gosh, what's good in my life? Obviously, there's a really, really long list right now, but you just get in that space sometimes and you just start. Oh, well, I'm just thankful for that I'm alive. I should be dead. I'm thankful that I have the privilege of helping people. Thank you so much. I have a wife. I have children. They're healthy. A car, house, these things. Like, thank you. I have a business. What you've done in my life, the friendships I have. And now all of a sudden it's pouring out like the floodgates open. But it's just the intentional starting. That's a very, very good practical tip. If you're having trouble connecting with God, just be intentional and sit down and thank God for so many things in your life. And watch how your perspective, your heart posture shifts as you do it, okay? There's a couple more practical tips. I don't want to get super lengthy with this, but I'm telling you, if you guys will just begin to intentionally apply some of these things I'm sharing, you will see the results. You will. The morning, starting. Some mornings, I'm honestly, for like 2 hours, I'm praying, journaling, reading, okay? Most days, honestly, 6 days out of 7, I start my day that way. Some days I sleep in. On those days, I still spend at least 30 minutes intentionally connecting with God every single day, no matter what, and then periodically throughout the day, okay? Here's another way, all right? I tell people, look, if you're facing a specific challenge in your life right now, let's say finances, let's say your health, let's say relationships, let's say your addiction recovery you can't get past, or you're stuck in your recovery, fill in the blank, okay? Sit down with a pen and paper. Write out how it is you feel like is the most effective way to be praying for the breakthrough that you need with your specific issue. Write it out. I tell people, like, don't write it like it's like you're a robot and you're just reading a piece of paper, but I tell people, write bullet points. Okay. Let's give a, for instance, let's say it's recovery and you're having trouble breaking free from your drinking addiction or issue, right? We could fill in the blank with a lot of things. Okay. We sit down and we say, write down, strength. God give you the strength to ask for help. Okay. God to put you around better people, for, help you make better choices, for you to see the damage that the drinking is doing to your life, to empower you to step past the fear and the shame and the guilt. Whatever the issue is, construct a battle plan of attack in prayer. Okay. Write it down. Bullet points, relationship problems. Let's say you're struggling with your spouse or your husband, wife, whatever. Write it down. You know, I need to be more patient. God, I'm asking for more patience. Help me communicate better. Maybe you don't have the resources and you need counseling. God, connect us with somebody that can help us. Ask for the resources. Like, sit down and really think about, how is it I could attack this issue as precise and as strategic and possible in prayer, as possible in prayer. Write it down. Then you have a list there. You have a plan of attack in prayer, and you sit down. I tell people, it's like, I don't write that out at times to read it like a robot. Okay. But I emphasize bullet points, because then when I make it bullet points, I can make it organic and conversational with God, as I begin praying with them. So I see the bullet points and it's like, help me be more patient with my spouse. God, I just pray you would help me in those moments where I get fired up to calm down. Okay. I just help you would help get rid of resentment in me. And all of a sudden you're praying organically simply because there's bullet points reminding you what to pray about. So a strategic plan of attack in prayer can be so beneficial. It just reminds you, it constantly reminds you why you're praying. It's like you're cutting a log, you know. I've never done it. Like, you split logs for firewood, you know, and a strategic plan prayer strategy is like you just hit that space on the log until it snaps, till it breaks, right? That's what a prayer strategy will help. It'll help you get that breakthrough, and you'll be praying more specifically for what it is you really need, okay? Because oftentimes I hear people in prayer like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, it's a relationship. It's relational. I'm talking with somebody. I literally just sit and talk to God like I'm talking to you. Oftentimes, just in my mind, if I'm out, if I'm waiting somewhere, if I'm driving somewhere, he'll speak to me. I'm speaking to him. When I'm alone, audibly and, you know, verbally, I do it. And people are like, well, obviously someone that has been praying for a while, like, they don't have any issues with that. But somebody early on, they're like, I feel weird. I say, first of all, look, I just want to address that. I get it. If you're in an early space when it comes to the prayer stuff and you're like, that sounds weird, like, I want to do it, but that's kind of weird. I get it. It was for me too. I engaged so passionately because my life depended upon it. Okay. But then it became so easy for me to stay engaged because I began to see the prayers answered all the time. And the more you talk with somebody, the more you know their voice, the more you know their manner, the more you spend time with them talking, the more you get to know them, the more all of a sudden I'm understanding when God's speaking to me through my thoughts, through circumstances, through peace, through clarity, through my health. He's speaking back and I'm able to pick it up. I'm able to understand what he's saying. I'll go a little bit deeper and just explain something from the Bible that has really, really helped me, okay? Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, all right? You look up that verse, it's in John 10. You look up that verse, that word voice in the Greek. This is what you'll see. It is where we get our English word for the word phonetics. The Greek word for it, the English word phonetics is derivative from the Greek word pheno, or I forget how to pronounce it. But anyways, what it literally means, and phonetics is like the structure, the cadence, the sound of a language. it is mainly about hearing me speak to you, but it's so much more. It's about the cadence, the rhythm, what words mean, it's understanding the communication of a culture and a language. Essentially what Jesus is saying in that John 10 verse, he's saying this, he's saying, my sheep know my voice. He's saying, if you're in relationship with me, you will grow in understanding the phonetics of heaven. You will learn how heaven communicates with you. You will learn how to hear my voice. You know, through that song on the radio, we're like, wow, that was like an answer to a question I had earlier today. You just happened to stumble across a documentary of something you were thinking about. And you had a question about it. You just happened to run into that person you were praying you could help or see how they were doing. I could go all the way down the line. You just happened to get the exact amount of money 2 days before the bill was due. Like, we could go all the way down the line in so many different ways, but it comes through relationship. God wants friends. He wants a relationship with you. And a healthy relationship has healthy communication. And it's a two-way street. And it probably needs to be done in a whole nother topic, podcast, although I've been getting into it. It's a two-way street. It's speaking and listening, okay? Which leads me to my last point here, a practical way to begin listening and continue in prayer. I tell people, I'm like, set a reminder on your phone. You could do it if you have an iPhone to where it's just every day at the same time. You can just make it permanent for the day. If you get in there to your calendar, you can figure it out. I tell people, set a reminder for 3 times during the day. And when the reminder pops up, it says, take 5 minutes, take 60 seconds and pray, take 60 seconds and be quiet to listen, take 60 seconds to thank him, and be intentional throughout the day. I tell people, like, look, write it on your mirror, put up post-it notes. What you're intentionally doing is renewing your mind and connecting with the source of life. In the midst of all of that, again, another topic for another day, which I'll probably dive into, sort of piggybacking off the encouragement podcast that I did, but it begins to create new neural pathways in your thinking, which the Bible calls the renewing of the mind, okay? Listen, it takes intentionality. I have been disciplined and learned, like I learn and I know now that whether I want to do it or not, I do it because it's like with my wife. Okay. We have to be intentional about taking time throughout the day. I run my own business. She's busy. We have a 2 and 4 year old. She has her own ministry where she does these podcasts and these speaking things. It's like, we got a lot going on. If we're not intentional about finding time to sit down and connect, we'll just brush through it and just have a working relationship, but not an intimate connection. And most people, what they want with God is a working relationship. Okay, God, I did what I was supposed to do. You do what you're supposed to do. I'll come back to you when I need you to do something for me. Okay, tell me what I did wrong. I'll fix it. All right, let's do it. Okay, let's get back to work. Instead of like, hey, how are you? Like, have you ever asked God, how you doing today? Like, what are you thinking about? What's your favorite color? Is there music that you like? Like, have we ever gotten to that place of intimacy of actually believing, like, God has likes and dislikes? God has things that will get him talking more and get him talking less. Like, have we ever gotten to that place of really diving into the depth of intimacy and connection with God on that level? I'm telling you, and that's where the joy is. That's where the peace is. That's where all of a sudden we find ourselves so motivated and energetic. That's where all of a sudden prayers get answered, like right and left. That's where all of a sudden favor explodes in someone's life. When it's the joy and intimacy of relationship over this working, all right, we'll just make it work, you know, over like, God's my roommate. Okay, I need you to do this. All right, I did that. Okay, do you do this for me? Love, connection, joy. Living in that space of prayer, okay? You're like, wow, sounds cool. And that's deep and everything. I'm not at that space though. It's okay. I didn't start at the space that I'm at. And I have to be intentional about staying here, all right? But another thing I really want to emphasize is the intentionality of the stuff that I said, like setting a timer on your phone. That's not robotic. That's reminding you to be relationally connected. Like setting a reminder on my phone that you have a date with your wife tonight at this place at this time. That's not me like, oh gosh, now I got to go to, no, it's me saying, oh yes, I want to make sure I remember that. I want to be with my wife and do that, right? Setting a timer on my phone to talk to God is similar in the sense of it's like, I'm reminding myself like, oh yeah, I need to pause and talk to my father. Like that's very smart to do right now. So I say, look, the more intentional you can be, find creative ways yourself. You know, you're battling something, come up with the strategic prayer plan and hit that thing every day. You know, you're struggling, throw it out there and talk with God and just pour your heart out and, you know, talk with him like he's the Father sitting right next to you that really does want to see every good thing come about in your life, because he does. I've experienced it and seen it in the lives of countless people, okay? There was a day where I hated anything, God and religion and all that so much, he even brought it up, it was going to infuriate me. Now, it is my life, all day, every day. I didn't jump straight to this place. Early on, it was intentional. I was fighting through questions. I was fighting through praying, feeling like, I feel weird right now. Like, is anything happening? Like, am I nuts? Like, I'm talking to someone that's not there, but apparently they really are. But I've fought through all that. But it was the consistency and intentionality of fighting through it where it's like, oh, wow, I prayed that. It happened. Oh, wow, I have more peace in my life. Oh, wow, way more clarity. Oh, wow, I got this, my relationships are better. My stuff is better. It all came about from me being intentional to connect with God. Because the more I connected with him, the more he empowered me, the more he did his work in my life. So I'm hoping that there's a lot in here you can grab a hold of that encourages you in your prayer life. Because I'm telling you, that's where it happens. That's where the change happens. And that's coming from someone that has overdosed, that watched over 30 of their friends die, that tried to commit suicide, that tried to drink and drug themselves to death for over 13 years, that woke up out of a blackout in a jail cell, that woke up out of a blackout in an emergency room at hospital. Is like, you're talking about someone who's experienced hell on earth for a very long time, very intensely and very real, okay? And now I'm telling you, prayer is like the joy. Prayer is the connection. Prayer is the lifeline. It's the source to connecting to everything we need in life. And it's a conversation that I have the privilege of being engaged in. And when I come into that space, man, God just starts, he just starts doing things that are unthinkable and so amazing when we persist and we are consistent in that place of saying, I just want to be in relationship with you, God. Not a working relationship, although that absolute, not only a working relationship, because that is part of it. There's things that need to get done, but a friendship, an intimacy, and out of that place, watching you shine in my life. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Recovering Reality Podcast. If you're interested in recovery coaching, please reach out to us, get plugged into a free 20-minute session so we can get you on the road to transformation. If nothing changes, then nothing changes. You can start a brand new life starting today. Look forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks for joining us.